Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, guys, we're going to be talking about NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal, a.k.a. the Big Aristotle, in this video. Now, Shaquille O'Neal works for TNT covering the NBA, but the sports world is very, very concerned now about the health of one Shaquille O'Neal. Now, I saw this yesterday. Shaquille O'Neal shares concerning hospital photo on social media. We have no idea why he's actually in the hospital, but this is what he actually did post here. He put out, "I'm always watching Turner Sports EJ and Candace Parker. Miss y'all." So Shaq, 7'1" Shaq, is laid up in the hospital here. And he has things connected to his body. Don't know what's going on with him whatsoever. We do know that he actually does have sleep apnea. But if you have a CPAP machine, you know, you should be okay. So no word on what is actually going on with Shaquille O'Neal, because he has not told us anything while he's actually in the hospital. He did tweet out something like 14 hours before that one, actually like the same time right there. Says, yes, Candace Parker, Adama, Sanago, make him say barbecue chicken alert. And that's pretty much it right there. That's it. Then the day before, he posts, you know, his 2001 Lakers team versus the 2013 Heat team. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So we have no idea what is going on with Shaquille O'Neal. Of course, we're going to wish him all the best. But let's go ahead and look at this article here. The sports world is praying for NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal on Sunday night. The former NBA center shared a photo of himself in a hospital bed on social media tonight. He captioned it with a message to Ernie Johnson and Candace Parker. "I'm always watching at Turner Sports EJ and Candace Parker, miss y'all." And that is the picture that we just saw of Shaquille O'Neal. It's currently unclear as to why Shaquille O'Neal is in the hospital to begin with. However, it's encouraging that he's tweeting from his bed. Regardless, fans are worried about the bit fella. Right here, quote, "Get well soon, bit fella. Prayers going up now," Greg Warmoth wrote. Also, Roy Hibbert tweeted out, "You good, big man?" Because like I said, we don't know why he's actually in the hospital. "Hope is nothing too serious. Best wishes," another fan wrote. "We certainly hope Shaq is okay and makes a speedy recovery for whatever he's dealing with. We will provide more details as they are made available." Yeah, that's it, man. We don't know what is going on whatsoever with Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, Shaq is actually 51 years old. I know, you know, as you get older, you know, things can actually happen. I actually saw a video the other day where Shaq was actually working out. He had lost some weight. I actually tried to find that video again. I believe that was a recent thing. He's actually working out, almost looking like he's actually in his playing weight shape. Now, we know that Shaq definitely struggled with his weight during his NBA career, you know, just like a Charles Barkley. By the end of Shaq's career, he was definitely a bit overweight there. But on TNT, you know, he's pretty good at his job and what he does. Hopefully it is not anything too serious whatsoever at all. I can't tell you what's actually hooked up to his body at all right there. What is what are these comments over here saying here? These are some of the same comments as well. See here. Hoping you're good, bro. You're good too, bro. Let's see here. We love you, Shaquille, and we are all here and praying for you to make a speedy recovery. And if you need us to do anything for you, please reach out and let me know. That is from Barbara Cole. Now, I saw this also here, hiding from those crypto collectors. And that's the reason why they brought that up is because actually.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The video on this is the word is Shaq is hiding from being served from the FTX lawsuit. Because he was a paid spokesperson for that crypto scheme with that that company. I highly doubt this has anything to do with that whatsoever. We don't even know where Shaq is at right now, which hospital. Another comment here. What the hell happened to Shaq? Somebody said he collapsed under his massive weight. I'm not even going to go there. Not even going to go there. Shaq, we are praying for you. You are one of the nicest, honest, generous, and, of course, talented athletes in the NBA of all time. And I hope all goes well. God has your back. We love you, Shaq. Yeah, Shaq is very, very generous. He was actually out here in a Houston jewelry shop. And this guy actually went in there to see how much he had to pay off on his engagement ring that he was actually buying. And Shaq actually just paid for it all. I mean, Shaq has a very, very good heart. And he actually does go around. And he actually does that quite a bit. He's very, very generous with his money. So, guys, what do you guys think of this? What do you guys make of Lakers legend, Orlando Magic legend, Miami Heat legend, Shaquille O'Neal posting a concerning video from the hospital? I mean, everybody is definitely worried about his health. I mean, 51 is still young. You know, Shaq, if you look at Shaq, you know, now versus 30 years ago, it's amazing how time can actually catch up with everybody. Everybody looks older. If you actually saw a picture of me from 20 plus years ago, I look quite different too. So, man. Wishing Shaquille O'Neal all the best. Hopefully he makes a speedy recovery and he's actually able to return to work pretty soon. Hopefully he actually tweets out something probably later on today and say, hey, I'm doing good. He doesn't necessarily have to tell us, you know, exactly what he's in there for. But if he wants to let people know what he was in the hospital for, you know, because a lot of people are really, really concerned about Shaquille O'Neal. He's very, very popular. He's entertaining. And he seems like a fun guy to actually be around. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we will catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.